The Whales are weighing in. A lot of tonnage there. Charlie Hayden and the Liberation Music Orchestra are playing song for the Whales. Today's show is Fish and Friends. And though whales are mammals and not fish, close enough. Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, the music box masquerading as an island in Puget Sound, where our low-power signal is born and then immediately toddles over to the internet at voiceofvashon.org. Here is some music about another seagoing mammal, a step down from the whale, and celebrated in song and story, the dolphin. Here's Paul Winter.
Thank you.
At the top of the spot, Dolphin Morning by Paul Winter, soprano sax, Paul Halley, piano and pipe organ, and Glenn Velez, percussion. Paul would like to thank Dr. John Lilly and the Human Dolphin Foundation for the recording of the real-life bottlenose dolphin at the end there. Next, we heard Dolphin Dance from the man who knew the music best, the man who wrote it, Herbie Hancock. And just now, we heard The Dolphin by Denny Zeitlin, piano, and on bass, Charlie Hayden again, showing that he can effortlessly slim down his affections from whales to their mammalian cousins, the dolphins. Having a whale of a time here on The Jazz Guy today, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union. Practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Thank you.
Cecil McBee's contribution to the aquarium, Catfish. Cecil on the bass, James Zoller, trumpet, Randall Connors, alto sax, David Berkman, piano, and Matt Wilson, drums, from Cecil's superb 1996 Palmetto release, Unspoken. At the top of the spot, Fish Gotta Fly by Kenny Werner, piano, Matt Schulman, trumpet, David Sanchez, tenor sax, Scott Colley, bass, and Brian Blade, drums. And the music in the middle, Mark Isham says, okay, if Fish Gotta Fly, then they deserve some music and songs for the flying fish. Mark on trumpet and keyboards, Alex Acuna, percussion, David Torn, guitar, and Doug Lund, bass. And now it is my pleasure and indeed my mandate to introduce the jazz guy's obstetrician, without whom no show would be born, Dr. Michael Golan Johnson.
You are listening to Fish and Friends on the Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island and off island at voiceofvashon.org on your listening device of choice. So, Bill, if I'm the show's obstetrician, then, well, who are you? The mother?
No, man, I'm the father.
No baby can be born without a mother.
Michael.
A womb.
Okay, make womb for daddy.
Ugh, I can't believe you just said that.
Thank you.
Bud Freeman was a tenor saxophone player strongly associated with the white Chicago school of Dixieland jazz. But Bud was an innovator in his own way, and he wrote idiosyncratic music about sea life that had nothing at all to do with Dixieland, as evidenced by two of the three pieces you just heard. At the top of the spot, Bud played The Disenchanted Trout, and just now, The Eel's Nephew. The two Trouters with Bud were the guitar players, George Barnes and Carl Kress, and the other nephews were Bob Wilbur, clarinet, Bruce Turner, alto sax, Roy Williams, trombone, Keith Ingham, piano, Peter Ind, bass, and Bobby Orr, drums. You can date that one from 1975. And the music in the middle, a strong, idiosyncratic, very young, very dead piano player, Richard Twardzik, who died of a drug overdose in 1955 at the age of 24 while with the Chet Baker Band in Paris. With a title like A Crutch for the Crab, you can see that ichthyologistically, Richard and Bud were very much in the same boat. fish gotta fly, yeah. Fish gotta die so that people can have parties and eat them. We just heard a band headed up by the drummer George Wetling play Collier's Clam Bake. Others with George included Wild Bill Davison, trumpet, Jimmy Archie, trombone, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Joe Sullivan, piano, Eddie Condon, guitar, and Bob Casey, bass. And at the top of the spot, at the Codfish Ball, where the celebrants were leader Eddie Metz, drums, Randy Sankey, trumpet, John Allred, trombone, Harry Allen, tenor sax, Alan Vache, clarinet, Johnny Varro, piano, and Phil Flanagan, bass. Something fishy going on today on The Jazz Guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Vashon Island Golf and Country Club has something for everyone in the family. Golf, tennis, swimming, fun social activities, and more. The club is now accepting new associate and racket memberships. There is a waiting list at this time for proprietary memberships. Call 206-463-9410 with any membership questions. Public guest play is welcome on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays after 12 noon.
Still eating fish here on the way home, pianist Yelena Ekimov has a Russian childhood memory of the smell of fish fried on an open fire. All 15 tracks on Yelena's 2013 double CD Blooming Tall Flocks are about smells. Seriously. It's on the L&H production label. You are listening to The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long, thanks for listening. Stay ready, stay steady, and above all, stay cool, everybody. Thank you.